Yeah. Extra. Stoic bliss. It's not just a story.
The car drove off at full speed, glued to the street, so frictionless, positionless. There was a crazy bitch in it, religionless. Life was terrible the way she envisioned it. She was mad at her boyfriend, her heart felt poisoned. She needed a new form of anointment, cruising faster and faster, unaware of the truth of disaster. But she kept speeding, wrist bleeding, suicidal, didn't want survival. Then came a sudden change of heart, maybe it wasn't meant from the start. One guy doesn't mean death in a car, but those feelings ceased. She was pressing the brake with the feet, but the speed didn't decrease. And came a feeling of unease, darkness of the night, with a sharp twist like a knife. The car crashed and ended her life, like a soul that surrendered to Christ. That looked bulldozed, walked to it. Next to the door was red fluid. Pointed a light and looked into it. Faced that they couldn't breathe in the driver's seat. No longer in privacy. Boyfriend was notified of the night that she died. He was now aware of the truth he couldn't bear. Pulled out a pistol hidden, took the barrel and bit it. To be comprehended, there's a strange way how I ended. Let me tell you how the story unfolds, the release of a story untold. I told her many times, shorty just didn't wanna know. Plus it was my heart that she stole. She was in love with this guy, but I saw him cheat with my own two eyes. All she had to do was listen, but instead she kept the distance. Her love kept her in prison, but he wasn't the guy that she envisioned. By the time she found out, I already had a new mission. My heart was hardened with hatred. Took a blunt and started to blaze it. Accepted the truth and started to face it. Found the car and managed to break in. Had the brakes broken to express feelings unspoken. Hate was the only weapon I had, so I put her death in my hand. Cause if I can't have her, then nobody can.
Ta-da!